On today's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston shares with us how he no longer cares if he's right about things anymore. Being right about things, he says, is not worth the effort.
I've gotten tired of trying to be right all the time. I'm letting it go. It's no longer important. Instead, I'm working on buttoning my lip up and listening. My opinions and beliefs are important and of interest to only one person, me, and I'm slowly learning that life is more fun when listening versus fighting to be right. I watched two friends debate religion a few weeks ago. It was loud, it was animated, and each was trying to convince the other person of their point of view. One person's position relied on the confidence she had in her active and solid Christian faith and her active practice of it. When she's practicing her faith, she gets a certain feeling that, she says, comes from above, and is her evidence that her faith is correct, that it's right. The other took a much different stance. "We are looking at faith from Jesus backwards through time," he said, "working hard to make the Bible's different stories and prophecies create a narrative to make us feel good about our beliefs today. It's a dishonest way of looking at it," he says. "What we should be doing is looking at religion from the earliest teachings forwards, not backwards. We're looking through the wrong end of the telescope," he said. He referenced both the Egyptian king Akhenaten, who promoted monotheism for the first time, and Zoroastrianism, which is the oldest continuously practiced monotheistic religion, as precursors for today's Christianity. "Christians," he said, "simply stole a good idea." Both people, eager to be right, kept escalating the debate. It got louder, more animated. It was never heated, and the friendship was never at risk, but the debate required lots of energy. In the end, both parties were spent, agreed to disagree, and went their own way. Nothing changed. And there was a day when I would have entered that fray. But I'm aware of how much vitality is drained from me when I insist, when I fight, to be right. In the past, being right has consumed me, and I end up tired, frustrated, and, in some cases, with a friendship in jeopardy. Now, today, it doesn't bother me. I let it roll. A voice in my head asks a few simple questions. What would being right change? For you? For them? Is being right only for your satisfaction? Would being right compromise your happiness right now? And that's one of the biggest lessons I've learned in the past many years, that being right is not more important than being happy. In fact, the effort to be right will compromise my happiness nearly every time. Instead, I let it go and take pleasure in hearing others' points of view, learning where their opinions originate, and how their opinions shape them today. Is this the right way to live? I don't know. Working for me. And debating that question isn't worth the effort to be right. I'm Cam Marston, just trying to keep it real.
To hear more commentaries, search for Keeping It Real with Cam Marston on your favorite podcast app, or follow Cam Marston on social media.